Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people? What it do? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Teller Tuesday. Y'all know I really don't care what you're calling it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl. And hey, you ain't calling it garbage and trash. Look, I'm happy and I am excited. Now, if you're not talking to God, I strongly encourage you to do so. Let me tell you something. When I tried to live life without talking to God and without developing a relationship with Him, things went sour. Real fast, okay? 0 to 100 quickly. Now, when I begin to talk to Him, things begin to get better. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that it's always a great thing, because it's not. You know, life always has its ways of throwing its storms at you. But hey, when you are in a relationship with God, when you talk to God and you pray, those storms don't seem as bad. I'm telling you, I am living proof. I talk about nothing unless I have proof. And this is one of those things, okay? So if you are not talking to God and have not developed a relationship with Him, please do so, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and get on into this week's message, strengthening tools. Speaking of God, the Almighty good God. Sometimes y'all will hear me say that strengthening tools are crafted by God Himself. Well, some of you are probably saying, well, Yolanda, what exactly are strengthening tools? Because you never say it. Okay, so today I thought I'll take the time to explain what strengthening tools are, crafted by God Himself. Okay, strengthening tools are those things who gets on your nerves so bad that you have no choice but to adjust to them. All right, so for instance, struggling with bills. Oh my gosh. Listen. Struggling with bills, dealing with bill collectors and all sorts of stuff. It just gets you in a ball, okay? Mixed up in a big old ball. Now, I know for me that it does, okay? Strengthening tools. When you are struggling with stuff like bills, later on in life, when you come around to that same thing again, because you will, remember, it's on God's timing. He will fix things on His timing. So when you are having a struggle and you are having to put this bill here and rearrange this bill here and pay this bill there and call for arrangements here, the next time that you go through that, you will have already had the strengthening to be able to go through it with a breeze. Not all the time with a straight breeze, but it's so much better than when you had to go through it before. Strengthen the tools crafted by God Himself. Now you're strengthened. You're strong enough to deal with it the next time. Okay? Single parenting. Ooh, single parenting is another one that I dealt with, and it was a big responsibility for me, because, and in a sense, I'm still single parenting. Although my children are young adults, I'm still single parenting. I'm still behind them. I'm still encouraging them and motivating them and guiding them. Okay. It's a big responsibility when you're dealing with raising of a human being. That human being is not just a child. It's a human being that's going to grow up and go into this world. You can kind of question yourself. Am I doing this right? How is this happening? What am I doing? Am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do? I'm here to tell you, for my good people who are new at single parenting, or who are new at parenting at all. Doesn't, you know, if you do have the father or the mother in the child's life, I'm here to tell you that you're not going to always know whether you got it right or not. That's just how it goes, okay? But what I do know is that the more that you go through things when you're raising your children, the better that you become at it. Remember, it's going to go around in circles, just like struggling with them bills. The next time you are confronted with some craziness or some mess with one of your children or whatever have you, you will know how to handle it, because you have already been through it. Tools crafted by God Himself, the strengthening tools. No money. Speaking of tools, no money for tools, like household tools, okay? Butter knives and shoes. Who feel me on that? Listen, I will go get a butter knife right now and use as my screwdriver and go get one of them shoes out my closet and use for a hammer. Who has money for some tools? When I needed to get things done, strengthen the tools crafted by God himself, I would get that butter knife and I would get that shoe and I would go to work, okay? When it come down to putting up some curtains or whatever, putting together some toys that I bought for my children for Christmas, whatever, I will go get my butter knife or go get one of my shoes and use it as tools. Strengthen the tools crafted by God himself. So then later on, get this, just recently, I was outside working in the yard, and I have a couple of flags, like little garden flags in the yard, and it, for some reason, little piece that you put up there, little rubber piece, is gone. I don't know what happened to it, but hey, it's not there, okay? It went blowing, and it blew my flag all over the place. Well, listen, I've already been through this before. I've already been through it. I learned how to use something else in this place. I went and got a rubber band and I tied that flag around that pole and it's been up there ever since. Save $4 on those little rubber things that keep the thing in place. They keep the flag in place. Strengthening tools, okay? So I say all of that to say this. If you find yourself in a struggle, just remember that those are tools needed later on so that you can move forward in your life. Okay? Don't trip if that dude or that chick leaves you behind. Oh, there go another one. Oh, there it goes. Don't trip because you want to know what? It's all in how you look at it. Glass half full instead of glass empty or half empty. It's all in how you look at it, my good queen and my good king. That person left you behind. Well, it's not really up to you to determine why. Okay, what that person done becomes none of your business. At that moment, you begin to learn about yourself. So then when that other dude or that other chick come along and you kind of feeling them or whatever, you already been through the hell, you already been through the fire, you already been burned. You know what to look for. I'm telling you, even though you may not feel as if you're paying attention, I am telling you that you do. Because who wants to be burned? Who wants to be hurt? And I'm talking about not when you break up and you both decided together. I'm talking about when they just dip out on you and you have no reason or to why. They didn't give you a reason why. Well, you will know later what to look for to stop any type of unnecessary burn. I'm telling you, it will happen. Because human nature will already have you trying to protect yourself. It's just human nature. You're going to want to protect yourself. Strengthen the tools crafted by God himself. Yes, I do believe that when people are sent in your life for a reason, the majority of the time, good and bad, those bad people are strengthening tools by God himself. So it's all in how you look at it. Okay, wanted to be a reminder today, or a motivator, encourager, inspirer today. Okay, don't trip. It's just strengthening tools, my good dear, my good lady, my good sir. It's just strengthening tools. Move forward in your life. Take it. Learn from it. Okay, so that's it for this week. Just some strengthening tools crafted by God himself. Why don't you write down the strengthening tools that you have in your life? And I'm telling you, when you write things down, I too am living proof of that. Write some things down and then go back and look at it. So then it don't seem as hard when you're going through it. Be like, oh, I've been through this before. I've been through this already. It doesn't hurt as bad. It doesn't sting as bad. Okay? All right. So that's it for this week. Books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon. If you have not already read some of Yolanda Randolph's books, I strongly encourage you to do so because, hey, to me, they are fire. And I hope that you find them fire as well when you go over there to read them or whatever have you, okay? A new story coming out this May. The Women of Shaw's Place. That's what it's called. I will be coming up here to do an introduction pretty soon here, okay? So be on the lookout for that. And if you do not already follow me over there on social media, Instagram is Y Yolanda Randolph, and Facebook, Yolanda Randolph Publications. Please do so. I would love to have you. Nothing but good vibes over there, okay? All right. If you want to drop your girl a line, you can find me over there on Gmail at YolandaRandolphPublications@gmail.com. Okay? So there you have it. There's this week's message. And I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. And whenever you do, I am happy and I am excited. Okay? All right. Y'all, I bet y'all thought I forgot about that. No, I didn't. I just switched it up a little bit. Okay, just know that Yolanda Randolph loves her some you, and prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to follow me on my hashtag Her Intuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.